It's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. I wonder what you think about this. Instagram is now kind of making your likes private. They've talked about experimenting with this, but now they're actually rolling it out in Canada. Our friends to the north. Instagram started testing the new feature in Canada for the past couple of days. Instagram users across that country have noticed that instead of seeing the number of likes someone's photos get, you can now only see the users who have liked it. So, I mean, I guess you could count up all the users, maybe? Instagram explained the reason behind their decision. They said, quote, "We hope that by making the number of likes private, people will be able to focus more on the photos and videos posted, and that this will ultimately drive deeper and more meaningful engagement."
Okay, you got to explain this slower because I don't understand. You see how many people liked it, but you don't see the likes. Wouldn't that be the same number?
They say Instagram users across the country have noticed that instead of seeing the number of likes someone's photos got, because it would say like 128 likes,
right?
It just shows the people that will actually like it. So I guess you could individually go through and count everybody, 124 people, but instead of just seeing that number, which I think we are drawn to that number, we're drawn to the views, we're drawn to the numbers.
So it would just show a few usernames.
Correct, and you could probably click and see more. I mean, I don't know. I'm here in America. I don't know 100%, but I could see both sides of that. It sucks, like, if you like the vanity part and you want to see how popular it is. I'll admit, I don't know if you guys will, Alex, Liv, Porkchop, or Lenny, our technical producer in Houston, if you'll admit to this, but I'm more likely to click on a photo if it has more likes. I'm like, well, everybody else is doing it. I might as well.
I won't be the first one to like a photo. It's got to get more before I'll even like it.
Why will you not jump in if you genuinely like it at first?
Because it's, like, weird. I don't want to look, like, obsessed.
But you are.
Well, I know, but I got to let somebody else do it first.
What's the number? What's the threshold before you will jump in, Alex, and like a photo?
Well, it just depends because, you know, not, I mean.
100 likes?
It probably depends how many followers.
Yeah, it depends on how many followers. Like, I know the person and like how many followers they have. So if they have 10 likes, but their average is 18, then I'll like it at that point. But if they have none and their average is 18, I'm going to wait till they get a couple first.
She has like a whole chart, like, live the web girl. Ooh, two more likes and I will definitely engage in this post.
No, like, I literally remember their username and then I'll like try to go back later and like it once it's gotten more traction.
How do you?
Really?
Yeah, and I also am extremely stingy with who I follow and what I like. Well, first of all, I feel like the algorithm messes it up. Sometimes I genuinely don't see a post forever. Mm-hmm. It'll show me 8 days later, oh, look what this person posted a week ago or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, what is this? I never saw it.
I never see you guys. I swear to God, I have to go search like for Alex's stuff or Liv or Porkchop. I see it occasionally. I just see other people. It's, speaking of an algorithm, I barely see stuff.
Yeah.
I see stories usually at the top. It'll populate who has the stories. But if you post on your wall or your thing, then I'll see it.
Well, I think, we all don't post that much anyway, do we?
No, but even after an event, like Alex posted a photo, I'm like, oh my God, it was 3 days ago. Like it's like behind the time.
I will like anyone's photo that I follow, except there's some people where I'm like, I know you see my stuff.
Oh, and they
and
never
you
follow
never
or like it.
Like my photo.
Revenge.
So hell no, I'm not going to give you a like.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, I definitely think our culture and like millennials and even the generation like below us, we're just like obsessed with like the notoriety on like our Instagram pictures, how many likes we're getting on a tweet.
So,
like,
Liv,
I'm scared
good?
To tweet stuff sometimes because of the likes.
Is it good that they're hiding that then? Is it good? Because that way they're saying that people are going to hopefully have a deeper, you know, more meaningful engagement. If you don't see how many people like your photo or how many like my photo or Alex's, maybe you'll actually say, oh, you know, I like this is a good photo or a cute video. I'm gonna engage in this.
Yeah, 1,000%. I think like, I don't know what bad it could do. I think it could only do like good. Do I think it's going to change like our society's obsession with social media and just getting like other people to notice us? I don't know. But my friend brought up a really good point. She thinks that Instagram is saying they're just doing this to like try to make a difference and make the younger generation better or whatever. But she thinks that they're doing this because all of these influencers are getting money based off of how many likes they get on a photo. Like if they get, say, 500,000 likes on a photo, then the next time a company wants to do an advertisement with them, they can charge them even more. And so all of these influencers and celebrities are getting all of this money based on the amount of likes they have on their photos. and Instagram isn't seeing any of that money.
But that's, see, you bring up an interesting point, but we I don't think we actually got to this. I was going to get it in Joe's Need to Know News, but we didn't have room for it. There was some girl, I think, that has like 1 million or 2 million likes the other day, and she was trying to launch a clothing thing, and she only had like 20 people buy her clothing product, and not enough to actually like keep the clothing line going that she had with this little partnership or sponsor thing. So like, sorry. So she was like mad about that. So
she only had one viral post, and she wanted to start a freaking fashion house?
She had something. I don't know how many.
Well, that's
stupid. But she had millions of people that were following her, though, so they partnered up with her and did it. And my point is, it's like, well, the money's where the thing is. Like, we have Joe and Alex Show. We have, like, I think, like 18,000 people that follow us. If you want to follow us on Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. And it's like, okay, we have 18,000 people. How many are actually engaged in it? Like, if we put something up there like, hey, support this or donate, and one person does it, we don't have a very active audience.
So a lot of these influencers...
We're not like Kim K.
A lot of these influencers have their profiles set to business profiles. So with business profiles, you can see the analytics and you can see how many interactions it has had. So interactions is how many people are seeing this post or have followed you because of this post or things like that. And people, influencers, will charge 5 cents per their top like interaction.
Lenny Bree, my man, what do you think about this? You're a technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now.
Yes, as a self-proclaimed Instagram celebrity.
Oh, God. So do you like that they have likes or do you want them to be hidden?
Well, to be honest, dude, and whenever I post a picture, if it doesn't have 1,000 likes within the first hour, I delete it. No matter what picture it is.
Dude, I don't even think I've had 1,000 likes in my life on a photo. Maybe a Joan Alex show photo, but not on mine.
Yes, well, like I said, Instagram celebrity.
I'm too embarrassed. If I have a post do really, really bad, I won't delete it because then I feel like people see I delete it, and I don't want them to know that I care.
Dude, this is stupid. Like, this is going to kill Instagram. Like, I guarantee you, in a couple months, it just, like, won't be a thing anymore. It's going to die like MySpace. It's going to die like Facebook.
I disagree.
This is a stupid move.
So Instagram can't die.
You don't think... watch. Mark my words. I'm going to save this audio.
No, because dude, I still want to see what celebrities are doing. I still want to see what they're up to. I still want to see what my friends are up to, what my guy friends are up to that are, like, far away. So, like, I love watching people's stories. And also, like, I like looking at aesthetically pleasing pictures and things like that. That's why I have an Instagram and why I follow certain people.
I think this is great news because at least me, I know I suffer from this. Whether anybody else will admit it, that they have their own, like, because who doesn't like it? If I had 1,000 likes in a photo, I'd be as high as a kite. But the next day, if I get like only 20 likes, I'm like, oh, I'm a loser, which is not true. I'm a loser all the time.
If you want to get 1,000 likes, Joe, lose like 100 pounds, man. I bet you that'll do it.
Wow.
Heck yeah. People would be all like,
no, I'm trying to be like inspirational, dude. That could be your inspiration. Get 1,000 likes, lose 100
pounds. You guys better watch out for my new hashtag, Man Boob Monday. It's coming your way soon.